With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, called for the White House to state unequivocally that Jerusalem is not committing genocide in the Gaza Strip after Vice President Kamala Harris appeared to equivocate on the issue. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Oren said her remarks set a very dangerous precedent.
It's not shocking. I've heard it many times from Kamala Harris. I've heard it 10 times from many representatives of the Democratic Party. It's the position of this administration. I think it would be the position of the Obama administration. Nothing surprising about it.
Former Israeli military officer Michael Oren says he was hurt by Kamala Harris' condemnation of Israel.
Personally, as an Israeli, it's disappointing. Because it assumes that, you know, Israel alone can end this war. The war ends when Hamas surrenders. The hostages are free when Hamas gives up.
The former Israeli ambassador was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump visiting Texas for his first public campaign event in the state since receiving the Republican nomination. He held a news conference in Austin to talk about border security and says Texas has become Kamala Harris' ground zero for backing illegal immigration.
Over the past 4 years, this state has become Kamala's staging ground to import her army of migrant gangs and illegal alien criminals into every state in America, and every state's a border state. You've heard that. It's true.
A food poisoning outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has expanded, with at least 75 people sickened in 13 states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said earlier today that at least 22 people have been hospitalized. One person in Colorado died. No source of the E. coli outbreak has been identified, but officials are focusing on the raw onions used on the burgers. The former longtime CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch has pleaded not guilty to federal sex trafficking and interstate prostitution charges. Michael Jeffers declined to comment earlier today. This is SRN News. Filmmaker Tim Mahoney's upcoming movie, Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, delves into the belief that modern-day conflict in Israel is rooted in biblical prophecies by Moses, supported by recent archaeological findings. It's the latest film in Mahoney's long-running Patterns of Evidence series.
Absolutely, yes. And this film, Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, is going to be showing you what has been found. If people are interested in going, it's going to be in theaters November 13th, 14th, and 17th. It's an event movie, so it's only there for 3 days, and then it's gone. People can get tickets at patternsofevidence.com. But this film is going to show you quite a lot of archaeology. And not only that, but it's going to synchronize it with the Bible.
Tim Mahoney adds that by examining archaeological evidence, as well as insights from modern-day experts, his film fully explores Israel's suffering and relevance in today's world. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Tragedy in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park.
A female grizzly bear that delighted visitors in the park has been struck and killed by a vehicle. Authorities say the grizzly was known as Number 399 and was loved by photographers, wildlife enthusiasts, and other visitors. And at age 28, the bear was the oldest reproducing female grizzly in the Yellowstone ecosystem. Authorities say the driver in that crash was not hurt. They add a cub was with the grizzly when she was struck and apparently unhurt, but its whereabouts are unknown. Jason Walker reporting.
Four astronauts are back on Earth after a space station mission that lasted almost 8 months. A SpaceX capsule carrying the crew parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast before dawn earlier today. The three Americans and one Russian should have returned from the International Space Station 2 months ago, but delayed by Boeing Starliner crew capsule. SRN News.